This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday evening. Tonight's the debate. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Any foreign objects? Will Donald Trump come in and jump over the top rope? Would that not be great? That this whole debate will be taking place inside a professional wrestling ring. I wouldn't go for the whole octagon thing because I don't want anybody actually hurt. Intentionally hurt. People forget what we did in the world of professional wrestling was to convince you that there was a lot of pain being inflicted. And sometimes there was a great deal of pain being inflicted, but our fundamental job inside the squared circle was to protect whoever it was that we were working with. Folks don't necessarily understand that. You know, that stuff is fake. All right, well, you step into the ring and take a body slam. Let me know how fake it is. You know, it's just like a mattress. Yeah, you go step in that ring and let me know how much like a mattress that is. But I think that would be exciting. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris coming out, each with a theme song, some flashing lights, man, and then it's off to the races. Donald Trump's a showman. If you don't think that Donald Trump understands performance, then you're out of your mind. He's one of the most media-savvy people you're ever going to encounter. Could Kamala Harris cut a promo? No! Oh my gosh, she's a terrible, terrible speaker. And then when she's saying something that makes absolutely positively no sense, then she starts with that terrible chortle cackle nonsense. Ugh! It is just painful to listen to. But what are you going to do? Well, that's tonight, though. I'm hoping that you will be paying attention. You'll let me know what you think. I know there are a whole bunch of people going, we need some sort of a drinking game. There is a part of me that says, yes, we do. And there's a part of me that says, okay, I know you and I have a great deal of fun every afternoon, and I don't take myself too seriously, but I think this is really serious tonight. This is the opportunity for President Trump to truly define who Vice President Harris is, define for everyone who Vice President Harris is. Let everyone see what she's really all about. Because she's done a very good job so far of hiding, ducking, weaving, evading. She's done nothing. She had an 18-minute pre-taped interview, and she brought that dopey waltz guy with her, like as her emotional support candidate. It's crazy.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Also crazy is the fact that Kamala Harris's real beliefs are coming out. Now, I want to give you a little snippet. I used to love Erin Burnett when she was over at CNBC, because she was on in the morning when I would be working out of the gym. I'd be on the treadmill, and Erin Burnett would be anchoring, reading, whatever it was that she did at CNBC. Now, I didn't have the audio on. I had music on. But I would look at her for 2 hours straight. I'd be on that treadmill. And I thought that was great. Now we actually know that she's a left winger. She's a pretty hardcore left winger. But even she is outraged at some of the Kamala Harris policies. Cut number one.
Tonight, Kamala Harris releasing details of her policy positions for the first time on her campaign website. A K-File investigation has uncovered, meantime, a 2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
Wow. I mean, why not tuck the prisoners in at night and put a chocolate on their pillows, for goodness sakes? I mean, it's not her money. It's your money. It's my money. She is the most radical candidate ever in the history of this nation. I'm telling you that right now. She's more to the left than anybody who's ever run. But you know who loves her? Joy Reid over at MSNBC. Oh, yes, yes, yes. A little warning to you. If you're driving, you may want to pull over. Do not sip any hot liquid. Hang on a second. But I do have a clip from MSNBC coming up. Yes, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. It's all right. No. Really, it's okay. It's okay. It's all good. Cut number two, please.
And as a backup, he's counting on his big lie embedded officials in key states who believe the big lie to simply refuse to certify the election in their states due to claims of so-called fraud by non-white voters, throwing the election to the Republican-led House representatives or to John Roberts and the right-wing Supreme Court majority, both of which would absolutely name Trump as the winner, regardless of the popular vote. In other words, All the joy and the possibility represented by the Harris-Waltz campaign isn't translating into some landslide victory for the fresh-faced candidate, despite how hopeful and refreshing it would be to live in a world where the American president is a badass woman who actually laughs and can talk to regular people and to kids, whose running mate is a decent, normal ex-teacher and football coach who actually cares that children not be hungry, and who would end once and for all America's miserable experiment with ugly, cruel, bizarre, and fascistic Trumpism, and prevent Project 2025 with its threats of mass deportations and concentration camps for non-white migrants, a national abortion ban, and, quote, unleashing the police and the U.S. military on urban communities and protesters. Despite how exhausting and deadly the Trump era was and how it devastated our lives, our psyches, our families, our economy, tens of millions of Americans, our fellow Americans, want to go back to that era. They do not want to move on. They want to go back. It makes no sense to me, and probably not to you either. But that is reality. Electing a woman president, let alone a non-white woman president, is going to be a fight, y'all. A huge fight. And that debate tomorrow night is a critical round in that fight. Kamala Harris has to nail it. She has to beat Donald Trump like he stole something. But beating him will not be enough, because he's going to be graded on a curve. And when the debate is over, Democrats, independents, and pro-democracy Republicans are going to have to find and turn out every single voter they can in order to put Trumpism where it belongs, in the dustbin of history.
Wow! What can you say? I mean, she's nuts. She's eight different types of nuts. Bat crap freaking crazy.
What a maroon.
Oh my gosh. Hey, jump online right now, WRVA.com. Assuming you're not driving, WRVA.com. Make sure you've got your tickets for Politics and Pints coming up October the 16th. It's going to be a sellout. Don't want you to miss out. October the 16th, the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. We've been doing it now for about 5 years. We always have a great time. Brian Kilmeade is coming back. We've got Dana Lash coming in for this one. Coming up at 5:33, Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.